Well, we certainly hope so. You know, we know that the waivers and what that did to the price that was being paid for ethanol, the RINs to producers, sent the wrong signal and sent a signal that was contributing to ethanol plants having to look at the future in a way that was not so bright. And so there may be other factors that are impacting that decision to idle back or to shut down, but we know that one of the dominant factors was and is what happened with these gallons that were waived. So to that extent, we think that EPA and the White House is going to provide the certainty that those plants need to know that that demand can't be destroyed in the future like it was this past year. So we hope it's the right signal that they need to start back up again, but, you know, obviously those things will have to be taken into consideration by those individual plants.